This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Venezuela's new banknotes minus five zeros entered circulation Monday, a bid by the government of President Nicolas Maduro to tame hyperinflation, forecast to reach perhaps 1,000,000% by the end of the year. Reforms implemented also include a more than 3,000% rise in the minimum wage, a hike in gas and taxes, and anchoring the new bolivar to the petro, a cryptocurrency.
Ajustar los salarios.
The president of the Venezuela Business Organization, FEDECAMARAS, Carlos Larrazabal, said the wage hike is unmanageable for an economy in grave depression. Analyst Raul Sanchez Uribarri of Australia's La Trobe University said for the average Venezuelan, there's a great deal of uncertainty.
Out of a combination of, on one hand, the brutal nature of the measures themselves, as you know, and on the other hand, uncertainty with respect to its implementation, we start the week in Venezuela, based on what I know, with a very cautious and almost fearful start. Lots of concerns about what's going to happen in the short and mid-run.
Venezuelans fleeing their country continue entering Brazil despite a spike there in anti-immigrant sentiment. Ugandan police resorted to tear gas to disperse protesters a second day of demonstrations in the capital Kampala over the beating and detention of opposition lawmakers. Dozens were arrested. Emilian Kayima is a police spokesman.
We ask all Kampalans and all Ugandans not to engage into these riots because, as we say, they are unlawful, they are unacceptable. They are criminal actions.
Several lawmakers arrested a week ago, suspected of taking part in the stoning of the presidential motorcade during a campaign appearance by President Yoweri Museveni. This is VOA News. In India's southern Kerala state, monsoon rains are receding, revealing a grim picture of the toll. Days after torrential rains began, nearly 400 have known to have died in one of the region's worst floods in a century. This man said it will take at least a month for the water to drain fully. Only then can we return to our homes. More than 1 million are sheltering in relief camps. Military personnel have been deployed to rescue those stranded by floodwaters, to clear debris and distribute food and water. In Italy, at least 10 hikers now are known to have died when a mountain river suddenly flooded in the southern Calabria region. Several others are still missing. In the Russian region Chechnya Monday, militants staged a series of attacks on police targets, with Islamic State claiming responsibility. The Chechen Interior Minister Ruslan Akhanov said the criminals failed to destabilize the situation, thanks to the quick response of law enforcement. Three attacks launched at a police station, a police post, and two traffic police officers. All the attackers were killed, two policemen wounded. In North Korea, the sound of some 90 families from both North and South Korea holding a reunion, the first of its kind in 3 years. These elderly relatives divided by the Korean War. 3 days of such reunions are taking place at the North Korean resort of Mount Kumgang. A U.S. military service member was killed when a helicopter on a mission targeting Islamic State militants crashed in Iraq late Sunday. An investigation into the cause is underway. Several soldiers were wounded. The Health Ministry of the Democratic Republic of Congo says at least 55 people are known to have died from the latest outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus, with nearly 70 confirmed cases.
Jusqu'à présent, il y a déjà 10.
Jean-Jacques Muyembe of the National Institute for Biomedical Research in DRC said patients are benefiting from a new Ebola vaccine, MAB-114, which he said has improved the prospects of survival for 10 patients. Afghan police said insurgents fired rockets toward the presidential palace in Kabul, even as President Ashraf Ghani was delivering remarks to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. A French news agency reporter said heavy fighting is erupted around a house where militants are believed to have fired those rockets. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators are getting together this week amid trade tensions between the world's biggest economies. That was enough to boost investor confidence and power the market Monday higher. On Wall Street, the benchmark Dow Jones gaining nearly 90 points to close at 25,758. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.